a silky outcome from a smoky start. You did it. You stepped outside the norm and you smoked sweet potatoes. Congratulations. You now have a flavor level to a root vegetable that can only be achieved from wood smoke infusion. Now, what do you make with these flavorful root vegetables? Why not start with our easy, flavorful soup featuring a kick of spice to balance the creamy sweetness of the potatoes? You'll need about 5 medium-sized sweet potatoes that have been smoked and tenderized. You can visit our previous article on smoking sweet potatoes, which includes directive on the gas grill as well as the charcoal grill application. Get your smoked sweet potatoes to the kitchen as we start the makings of a great soup you'll treasure any time of the year. Prep time. When you smoke sweet potatoes with the skin on, you'll find versatility for your recipes. For our soup, simply peel the skin away and slice each potato in half lengthwise, then cut into cubes. You'll need about 2 pounds total of cubed smoked sweet potato, which will be 4 to 5 whole smoked potatoes dependent on the size. Chop 1 medium white onion and preheat 1 tablespoon of oil in a medium saucepan. Add the chopped onion, some salt and fresh ground pepper, and allow to cook until brown around the edges. Once the onions have begun to brown, it's time to spice things up. Start by adding 2 teaspoons of ground cumin and 2 garlic cloves that have been minced to the onion mixture. Stir to combine. Now add 7 cups of low-sodium chicken broth and 1 chopped chipotle chili in adobo sauce. Allow these flavors to cook and marry for 15 minutes. Blending to a silky finish. Whenever you make a smooth soup, you start with a softened main ingredient and then add a liquid base to it in stages. That means start adding your cubed sweet potatoes into the blender container until filled about halfway. Begin blending the potatoes. Add a ladle full of broth mixture and begin processing again. If you have a blender equipped with a lid that has a pour opening, you can simply ladle in additional liquid base to reach the desired consistency of the soup. I like mine to be about the consistency of a smoothie, but you can alter the finished thickness by simply adding chicken broth. Do the pureeing process in batches, returning each batch to a soup pot for a final heating. I've done my puree process in 3 batches. Once the finished puree is reheated, you're done! The sweetness of the potatoes and the slight kick of the chili combine so well to produce a balanced, silky texture and flavor. Once ladled into a serving bowl, add a touch of sour cream or creme fraiche for a final swirl of perfection. Honestly, this is one soup that could be enjoyed cold as well as hot. It's that delicious either way. Smoked sweet potato and chipotle soup. Surely a favorite to make during fall, but a cold cellar storage will help you enjoy for the whole year. What's your favorite recipe featuring sweet potatoes? Leave us a comment and subscribe for more great recipes, techniques, tips, and the science behind the flavor. That's Smokin'Licious. Did you love this recipe? Then please share it.